The Muslim prayer room in room 204 is located on the second floor. Inside there is a rack by the door for shoes before stepping on plush carpeting inlaid with uniform arches facing north for when congregants pray. The room is dimly lit and almost completely silent.
When you pray, you face toward the Kaaba in Mecca, and that is really arguably the most holy city in Islam.
This is Kareem Khalifa, the secretary of USC's Muslim Student Union.
The Kaaba symbolizes is really the house of God, and so all your prayer, regardless of where you are in the world, should be directed toward that holy city.
In a corner of the room, there are several shelves with neatly lined books. The hard leather covers are decorated with intricate gold-colored patterns.
The bookshelves that we have in the prayer space mainly hold Qurans.
The Quran is the holy book in Islam, believed to be the third testament revealed by God to the Prophet Muhammad. The first two testaments were given to the prophets Moses and Jesus.
We also have a couple of hadiths, which are different teachings and lessons from Prophet Muhammad.
Today, USC has more than 1,000 Muslim students on campus. But it wasn't always so welcoming to non-Christian faiths. Until 1996, the University Religious Center only had Christian leadership. That year, things changed with the hiring of Rabbi Limley as the first dean of religious life. Water is what makes the Muslim prayer room at USC stand apart from those on other campuses. Its facilities for wudu, or ritual washing done before every prayer and opening of the Quran.
A way to purify yourself, it's done by going to a source of running water and running it over your hands, your face, and other parts of your body.
Observant Muslims pray 5 times each day, so the prayer room is open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. But more than prayer, Khalifa says it provides a sense of community and family.
It gives students and non-students really a place where they can come and socialize with other people. Almost every single prayer of the day, we have a gathering there, and a prayer is done collectively.
The Muslim prayer room is more than just 4 walls in the corner of a building. It is a place where students can feel comfortable expressing their faith and build a community. For Annenberg Media, I'm Jackson Stevens.